Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. You know, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
They gonna wanna hit some horns.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful 10th day of March. The sun is up in Dallas. I tell you, it's been an up and down week. But as always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you go. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have My Eye Messenger, which is an online publication. We have the Texas News, which is flagship, and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. You also can get involved in our e-blast. You know, I'll make it simple for you. Just make a call at 214-941-0110. You know, of course, you can always go to Texas Metro News and you can go over from there. But we try to make it simple. Some people that may listen may not have the resources, you know, to go back and do it. So we make it easy. You know, again, it's been celebrating 197 years of the Black Press, National Association of Black Writers, just so much. BlackStarNetwork.com. It's so much going on. The Black Press matters. 50 years of hip-hop celebrating that anniversary. So much is going on. We look at some of the best documentaries associated with hip-hop. And Killing Me Softly with his song, it's by the Fugees. Please, please go back and look at, see where we've been as it relates to music and where we are today. Again, celebrating Women's History Month. A lot of people just, I tell you, a lot of women have made great contributions, and we'll try to follow up in that as well. The elections, did you participate? We want to know. A lot is going on. Races are heating up, especially for the White House. They want to see what you think. And news. And it's our editorial here, My Truth, Why Black Women. Why Black Women? And I'll read a little bit for you. It says, for the first time, I have to go back and remind readers of why we do the things we do. Sure, I hope that everyone will read us weekly and understand what we are, what we're doing. But just in case, I didn't mind sharing. As we celebrate the election, and this goes back to the election of Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, I told my team in 2021 that she was going to be the woman of the year, especially a black woman. So we'll get into that a little bit more on Cloud 9. Eva Coleman writes a very nice article. Congratulations here to the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Omega Alpha Omega chapter, 9 years of service in Denton, Frisco, Little Am, Prosper, and the Colony, Texas communities. The chapter is chartered on International Women's Day, March 8th, 2015. Congratulations to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha. Morehouse School of Medicine Researchers Global wins a $25 million grant. We'll go over that, just giving you some of our blurbs. Trucking company Jason Burroughs uses mentorship to help Menti. Not me, it was Amadea Menti, but of course we know many. Efforts to restore Dallas Area Urban League is making progress, and that would be nice to see that again going here in the Dallas metropolitan area. Did you miss In Conversation with the Honorable Helen Giddings? So much is going on. We'll continue. 311 Dallas. Community Voice. We have to go through those classes in session. You are going to learn something today. Forget efforts of stifle or rewrite history. We are in control. And to expound on that a little bit, you know, you make your own history. Doing things positive, making an impact on people that you come in contact with, that is absolutely the best thing you could even imagine. Making someone's life better than what it was before you met them or before you talked with them. That's what it's all about. Doing something today. Forget efforts to stifle and rewrite history. We are in control. Killeen police officer faces no charges after the fatal shooting of a man experiencing mental health episodes. Oh, it's just amazing. Officer Ronaldo Contreras reportedly shot and killed a 52-year-old Patrick Lynn Warren Sr. at his home January 20, 2021. And we'll go through that a little bit later. I'm shaking my head. You can get all these again on the e-blast at 214-941-0110. Taking it old school. Sometimes we forget how to even use a regular telephone. And that's a question. Do you still have a land-based telephone in your home? We'll go through that. That's one of our topics today. National Women and Girls HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. Words to live by. We'll go by that as well. Tawanda Johnson is a Central Louisiana Technical College Faraday Campus LPN licensed nurse. Per woman today, as well, Bridget Jones. All these things you can find online. We get an e-blast every single day. Viewpoints, the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, nearly 60 years ago, and we'll talk about that. We'll definitely talk about that. We won't leave no low-hanging fruit today. None whatsoever. Well, sit back and relax. We have 2 hours of soul-socking fun here on The World According to Drew. Pass the word. We want to see what's going on around the world that we live in. Just so much to talk about, a little time to do it. NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists, Black News and Views. It is absolutely, absolutely one of the outstanding organizations that allow us to do what we do today. And let's not forget, we'll go back a perspective of our anniversary of Black Sunday, those continuing John Lewis's legacy of ask Biden to keep faith in the State of the Union. We will. Almost 60 years ago, nearly 600 peaceful protesters set out from Brown Chapel AME Church in Selma, Alabama, and went on a 54-mile journey to Montgomery, Alabama, which is the state capital. They did not make it that day, but they did not give up. Today, Joe Biden will deliver the State of the Union, which he did on the 7th, seemingly as divided as Bloody Sunday on March 7th of 1965. It won't be easy. But they are asking, please, Mr. President, don't give up. You can now, there are so many graphic pictures of when people were walking from Selma to protest. It was voting rights and things of that nature. State troopers just actually beat people down. And that's just so sad how things, Alabama's right always in the center. And we pray that that state just gets stronger and stronger. And never can erase the past, but open a pathway for a prosperous future. We'll read a little bit more about that. The Edmund Pettus Bridge, such a familiar face. I know they've named it John Lewis Edmund Pettus Bridge. There in Dallas County, there in Selma, Alabama. They're showing the walk. And then it was Vice President Biden and Representative John Lewis from Georgia, Democrat from Georgia, led across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. And that was on the 3rd of March, 2013. Boy, time really flies. So we'll go through that. And God, we trust. Interesting. When we have these address at the White House or at the Capitol building. It's about 20 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we're going to have Dr. Rodriguez come in and share some words with us. And we're just having a good time. Good time today. It's National Women's Month. Who else? And Rita will give us some songs. Just going through her songs here on file here, and we'll just give you a little bit of it And this is like, do right woman, do right man. We all need to come together.
Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unsure. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Understand, she's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood just like her man. If you wanna do right,
that's right, Aretha Franklin, do right. It is National Women's History Month, and we'll just give you the tidbits throughout the week, throughout the month. It runs from the 1st of March all the way through the 31st. Okay, it is now, it is hump day, I tell you. If you're hearing me, that means that your watches and your clocks are correct. 8 o'clock, but all these electronics, a lot of these phones do change by themselves. So it's no excuse this morning. We'll see what's going on. National Women's Month, and I'll read you a little bit about that. National Women's Month history takes place between March, as I mentioned before, March 1st through 31st. However, it didn't start out as a month-long observance. Why Women's History Month is celebrated in March, and we will give you the spill here. National Women's History honors the successes and the sacrifice of U.S. women. It dates from March 8, 1857, when hundreds of women from New York City garment and textile factories rallied to protest harsh working conditions. That's how it started, and then we are today in 2024, and we're looking at great accomplishments we've made in this country, and especially by our women who have been the backbone, literally the backbone of our country. And we want to congratulate them. And hopefully we'll put them in talk today and tell them their perspective, look at their perspective there. I tell you, playing Aretha was just right on time for me. The Queen of Soul. So we'll put some more songs on for you a little bit later. Want to talk with some people throughout the country. I tell you, it's absolutely, positively wonderful. And we get some of our folks on this morning to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about it good as we forward this information throughout the day. National Women's Week, I tell you, as we go back to our e-blast, again, the anniversary, we talked so much about Bloody Sunday. And, you know, you just look at the bridge, you look at things that remind you, again, of what transpired during those days. All they were doing, trying to get rights, trying to make sure that things were going right. And, again, President Biden put it in a speech last week, and we're just so happy for that. You know, I look at some of these captions that are here on the web of police officers beating individuals who are just trying to protest or march to have rights instead of being a third of a person, being a whole person. That's what it was all about. In a caption here, it has the Alabama State Trooper swings a club at the late John Lewis, right foreground of this particular movie. I mean, this particular clip. And then the chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee to break up Civil Rights Voting March in Selma, Alabama, which occurred on the 7th of March of 1965. And I'm going to read a little bit about this particular article, and it was special to the National Association of Black Journalists, Black News and Views. And as I read from it, when the people around the world saw on their television that the late John Lewis and his colleagues had been beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, when they saw themselves wounds that vile divisions in the country created, and when the president Lyndon Baines Johnson's speech during the session of Congress the next week. It was then, and they finally acted. Please, Mr. President, don't give up. In a speech in Congress on March 15th of 1965, Lyndon Baines Johnson referred to a Bible verse saying, "There is a cause for hope and for faith in our democracy and what is happening here tonight." He paused. "For with a country as with a person," and I quote, "what is a man profited? It he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul," end quote. Let me read that again. "There is a cause of hope and for faith in our democracy, in what is happening here tonight. For with a country as with a person, what a man has profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul." End quote. That was by LBJ, the president at that particular time in 1965. So again, a lot is going on, folks. A lot. I wish I had the engineering talent to create a watch that's going backwards. Because I don't care how much we've progressed, it seems like we are moving in the wrong direction. The state of Florida, cannot say enough. The census, what is going on? Diversity. No more at University of Florida. Now, for years, and we're going to get more people on to talk about it a little bit. For years, I've had people when we were at Florida A&M, we did have a diverse faculty. People from India, we had some white professors, African brothers and sisters. You know, we just had diversity. Some of these other schools, Florida State tried to. I know they never cover the spectrum as widely as they should have. But again, it's something to consider. And for now to try to turn back the hands of time, I just feel like I've been punched in the stomach. I tell you, a lot has been going on. Again, DeSantis' signature, Florida could severely cripple the nation's second biggest industry, and some of the things he's going to the CBD market. And let me just read a little bit. I'm telling you, this is, the great state of Florida. What the heck is going on? A bill is about to become a law, will likely wipe out much of the state's $1.8 billion CBD market. The measure, which would ban all products and contain intoxicating hemp compounds and put crippling restrictions on the CBD, passed both houses in the state legislature last week. The legislation is House Bill 1613, which specifically prohibit ingestible or inhalable products that contain Delta 8 THC, Delta 10 THC, HC, THCA, THCP, THCV. All these compounds are made in putting hemp-derived CBDs throughout this synthetic process to produce highly concentrated substances that give users a high. The Senate voted unanimously 39-0 to pass the bill, while the House went 64-48. The law will go into effect October 1st. It is signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, which is expected. Now, folks, we have to kind of understand the nomenclature of the state of Florida, where the governor kind of handpicked folks that will support the causes of the governor. Is that a dictatorship there in Florida? I would love to speak with some Floridians, some old-timers, some past Floridians. I am one as well. He is impacting a $1.8 billion industry. Wow. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But again, so much is going on. So little time to talk about it. We will continue to push for what is right in this country. It is absolutely the worst situation I've ever been a part of. And we want to just continue to fight forward. It's just, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say as it relates to that. It's just so much going on, folks. I tell you, I feel like we have gone backwards in this world. Going backwards. Trying to get things accomplished. The more we move forward, the more we fall behind. We're going to get some folks on here that's going to help us get some things together, because it's a crime. It is a crime of what is going on in our country. Every facet of democracy is being challenged. Every facet. And I just get upset. I do. Get upset when we cannot work together for the betterment of mankind. Too many people suffering, too many people hungry, right now. Not yesterday and some tomorrow, but right now. Too many people are hungry. Too many people. And we need people to step up and let's get this thing fixed. Let's get it fixed right now. And it just breaks my heart to see those individuals throughout this country and what they're going through. Just absolutely to a point where we can't even give people, can't even excuse them for what they've done. This is crazy, absolutely crazy. I get lost for words just thinking about how we treat people who made a difference in this world. How do we go about it? How do we continue to fight for our right to just to be a citizen in this country? You know, we celebrated African American history last week, and I went through so many of our contributions to this country, and we're still doing it. But the focus of this country is to run backwards. To absolutely run backwards. Federal government, you need to touch Florida. They're losing. Now I'm going to read a little bit more about the sentence decision about the University of Florida. That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart. And hopefully we'll get a little group in here. I'll read it now, and then we'll go through it again a little bit more. The University of Florida is eliminating the chief diversity officer position, scrapping the program staff jobs, halting any contracts involving the subject because of a new law passed last year that has been pushed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. News everywhere, AP, U of F, Access Diversity and Inclusion Officer under GOP leadership. Independent Florida Alligator, which is their, one of their papers down in Gainesville. Let's see how they write. Remember that a lot of the kids are addressing this. It says UF eliminates diversity. What's known, what remains unclear. We know that they're striking at African Americans, but there are a lot of other nationalities that are being placed. You have the Asian community, basically people that came from places other than the United States. So Middle East, Far East, European countries are being affected by that. And it's just absolutely outrageous. And then the caption, University fired 13 full-time diversity, equity, and inclusion roles on the first. With 9 days in, what are we going to do? And I'm going to read here. This is from the Alligator. Faculty and students of University of Florida have wondered what happened to the university's diversity, equity, and inclusion program since Ron DeSantis banned state DEI to Florida University in May of 2023. 9 months later, they have their answer. The university announced it has closed the office of the chief diversity officer and halted the DEI focus contracts and other vendors in a memo published on March 1st. University fired 13 full-time DEI positions and ended 15 administrative appointments of faculty, according to the UF spokesperson, Cynthia Roden. Employees fired will receive 12 weeks of severance pay, during which they are allowed and encouraged to apply for different UF positions. The university will fast track the interview process and these employees and answer their applications within a 12-week period. It ends April 19th. U.S. response to the state ordered spending audit released by Allegheny January 18, 2023 revealed that the university's project spending of $5 million is less than 1% of the annual budget. And DEI spending for the 22-23 school year. $5 million. They're taking away $5 million, which they're not going to miss, by spending it to close down the equity and inclusion. I'm hoping that those athletes today will show some solidarity and not attend the University of Florida. Because at this point, with the thought process, blacks that go to that school is nothing more than entertainment. They're not people. They're not contributors to society or future contributors to society. They're just entertainment. We don't want to level the playing field. It's never leveled, but at least we have some representation in places that we've never had before. And then when you take one step forward, it seems like we're taking four or five backwards at the University of Florida. The second largest university used to be number one, but a lot is going on there. And we'll talk about this a little bit later. This is about such a hot, hot subject. It's about 42 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this spring forward day. I'm sure a lot of people, and it should be no excuse now. You have phones. Your phones automatically update. So, again, a lot is going on. I see we have a caller on. And I am just looking just to make sure. I don't want to put no bad information out there. Happens to be one of my favorite nurses. Yeah, call ID and tell on you every minute. So don't change up. If you have questions, please feel free to press 1, and I will answer your question. But welcome to the world, according to Drew. So much is going on, even in the state of Florida. It's just absolutely crazy. State of Texas, I guess they will be next. We have some border issues that we're dealing with. But we got you right here for another hour. On top, we have Dr. Rodriguez. She's going to come in and give us some alternatives of some health things. We have another nurse on, and just all you got to do is press 1. If you have a question for me, just let me know, and I'll come to you. But some of the things we're talking about today as we celebrate National Women's Month, just a lot going on. The president's address, it's such a disrespect in the chambers. It's been going on for years, but I seem to be a little bit more sensitive to it now, especially with some of the things that are going on. Diversity and inclusion is still looming large, and the Oscars is coming on tonight, so I can't wait. Can't wait for it to happen. But again, Women's History Month, give you a little bit about it. That National Women's History Month honors the successes and sacrifice of U.S. women. It dates from March 8, 1857, when hundreds of women from New York City garment and textile factories rallied to protest hard working conditions. And a lot of people know March was Women's History Month. We want to thank, I grew up in a household where I had a very strong lady, happened to be my mother. She kept things right. You know, she loved us hard. I can put it. She disciplined us enough. She set the table early because looks was more devastating than feeling her hand or the belt. But that's what it was all about when we were growing up, where the mothers, you know, dads went out and worked. And mom, I had a mom that was working in a Pioneer. So she had time to juggle everything that was going on. But it got to the point where she just looked at me, and I knew I had to retreat. My nickname growing up was the politician, because I was always going to negotiate a way to get out of a butt-whipping. Well, Mama, you see, I picked this up at Granddaddy's house. You know, I was talking to Dad, lot of fun. God bless my parents who are up in heaven now. Let them know that their baby boy is doing fine. And they see now and have their blessings. And want everybody to know, hey, don't ever get too big not to be a baby. I mean, I want you to be responsible, but never be too big where you can't embrace your family's love. And some may have lost their parents, but you have an auntie or an uncle that have stepped up in the leadership of your family. So a lot is going on. Again, it's about 8:46 on this beautiful, beautiful spring day, a little nippy here in Dallas. And we're going to continue as we go. Don't forget to get our blast. All you have to do, you can dial area 214-941-0110 and get on our e-blast, and there are other ways as well. We'll get that. So much is going on, so little time to talk about some of the famous birthdays that we have on our e-blast. Jasmine Guy, Colette Cooper Williams, the Honorable Ellen Hicks, worked with her out of Fort Worth. And let me tell you about Mary Ellen Hicks, one of the finest ladies you ever could meet when we were all working for KKDA. She was a judge on the Tarrant County bench that George Walker Bush took off the bench. She went down to Houston. She would drive to Houston every week from Fort Worth and became the top judge in Harris County. Now, it sounds like she was not wanted in Fort Worth for what she was doing, but went down to Harris County, which is Houston, and made a difference in the lives of the people within the jurisdiction of Harris County. So I want to say happy birthday to her. Brandon J. Vance, Ramon Johnson, Adrian Calhoun, other famous birthdays, Harriet Tubman, Kiki Wyatt, Timberland, Eddie Gattaga, you name a few. Boy, they start getting long, get a little tough to do. On this day in history, on the 10th of March, 1913, Harriet Tubman died as an enslaved woman, freedom seeker, underground railroad conductor, North American 19th century black activist, a spy, a soldier, and nurse, known for her service during the civil advocacy of civil rights and women's suffrage. That's on this day, Harriet Tubman. So much is going on, folks. We want you to be a part of the day. Just continue to listen. All you got to do is press 1. If you have a question of me, I'll do my best to answer it. We want you to be a part of it. So if some healthcare things, I got a nurse on the line that's going to speak up for us, and we'll just continue from that point. It is Black History every day for me. Because I live it, I wear it, and I tell you, it is something to uphold. What a day. Give you a little something to pick you up. It is Sunday morning. We have some songs. Have you seen the movie of Bob Marley? There's a lot out there. And you know, I'm so proud to play this. You hang on. Take a quick break. Buffalo Soldier. My dad was a Buffalo Soldier, but we're going to give you a little bit of what Bob Marley, how he went about it. America, brought to America, All right. That was Bob Marley singing Buffalo Soldier. If you folks get an opportunity, go check that movie out. Absolutely wonderful, given the life of Bob Marley, a Buffalo Soldier. And a lot of people, a young man from London, England, played Bob Marley. And, you know, when you're an actor, you're able to go into character depending on what it is. I mean, some people study. That's what they do. They can get right in the middle of it and make a difference in these movies. It's absolutely wonderful. It is the 10th day of March. Those daylight savings time or whatever the time is. Hey, if you own now, some people are sleeping through. But you know what? With all these cell phones, it automatically goes into daylight savings time. All right? So, no excuse. We get a little longer evening to do more. I love it because with the baseball teams I've been coaching in the past, this is the time we can get a little bit more extra time in. But again, so much is going on. So little time to talk about it. If you want to get our e-blast, I do encourage that you do it. I'll get the address, but let me give you the number, 214-941-0110. You can call the e-blast. It's just absolutely outstanding information, and it is something to behold. And other news, Beyonce's dad, Matthew, is sharing music and entertainment knowledge in the semester at Pepperdine University, which is located in California. And he's teaching African American music. And quite interesting. And we'll read a little bit more about that later in the show. All right, Matthew, do your thing. Let him know that you can produce a champion and you also have the aptitude to teach history. That, you know, I am a lover of history, and I just think it's outstanding that he's going to do something on that scale. Thank you, Matthew. Curtis Taylor III, in memoriam. You can also on our blast. You can go one-on-one with Cheryl Smith. She does it through the same broadcast through the week. I do the weekends. I'm going to try to do pick up another show maybe on Wednesday nights, just kind of give it a feel throughout the city. But don't forget our iMessenger, Garland Journal, Texas Metro News, or our three publications. You can find them at a lot of black businesses throughout the city of Dallas, or should I say throughout the Dallas Metroplex. Quite a few pictures. Some of our vendors, don't forget Mocha Cosmetics, Makeup and Skincare, 682-325-8293. Again, 682-325-8293. That's makeup for us. And we're so happy that she's been going with us for years. Fixing a Racial Wealth Gap. That's a book, some reading that we want you to do. You could join us on Friday at 10 to 1. Black America, Black U.S. News, USA News. You can catch them. Also, Black Missing But Not Forgotten. Black and Missing But Not Forgotten. Some of these things that we're going through. You got to stay connected, no question, either by Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We got it all here. All here. And for up-to-minute news and information, check out www.texasmetronews.com, www.garlandjournal.com, and www.myimessenger.com. Open, click, and share. If you like the newsletter, please forward the email to this email to a friend, and I will be doing that so they can get on board. Let us know what's on your mind. Send your thoughts, questions, praises, and corrections to the newsroom. We are a part of iMessenger Media LLC. So no news. We give it to you here as well as through the print, because we are definitely celebrating 100 in 97 years of the black press. Can you imagine? We communicated when there was no way to communicate. Write something down. Maybe write it in mud and let you know which direction you need to go in. Those are things that we do, and we will continue to do, and I will continue to make sure that we have what we need on Sunday morning. So feel free to give us a call, 214-941-0110, and they'll get you signed up so you can get these e-blasts. It's about 9 o'clock. Let's see if the great doctor is on with us. I don't see her yet. Maybe she's still on vacation, but she will give us all kind of nice things to go by. She is just absolutely wonderful, wonderful when we get together. Yeah, so we are sitting here waiting on Dr. Rodriguez. We might have to call out to her, but otherwise the show must go on. Again, it's National Women's Month. Again, we will give you a perspective of National Women's Month throughout the store. I always say throughout the store, but throughout our shop here today, and just make it happen. You know, I always talk about gun control. There are lots going on, especially with the election process. We think about what happened in Uvalde. We think about Columbine. All those things have gone on down in Parkland, Florida, where these guns have created havoc, have killed people. What are we doing about gun control? We're reversing time with diversity and equity. Why aren't we reversing time with guns? The Second Amendment was talking about muskets, single-shot guns, back when they created the Constitution of the United States. Now people, ARs, some of our military friends that are listening, you know you can't go out and hunt with AR-15. What would you have? Multiple rounds, you wouldn't. Bambi wouldn't stand a chance, and you wouldn't have nothing of Bambi left to eat the way these rounds. And these kids are getting these guns. Parents are allowing them, not locking them up at home. These kids are still creating devastation throughout this country. And what is it going to take, you know, for us to really get a better control of the guns? I tell you, a lot of politicians are afraid of what's going on. You know what they're afraid of? The tan that we have. And you know what? Everybody's not out there gangbanging. And you'd be surprised. It's a lot of other nationalities gangbanging out there. We need to stop that. But then again, with all these guns out here, there's so much going on. And I'm just going to give you a quick feel. Since we left the air last week, there was a shooting in Sherwood, Colorado. Two strangers opened fire at a birthday party at a sports bar, injuring each other as well as three others, including a teenager. At a birthday party, folks, what the heck is going on? Then in King City, California, four adults were killed and seven others were injured in a suspected gang shooting at a house party. Senseless. All right, in Clay County in Mississippi, at least three people opened fire at a nightclub in West Point shortly after midnight, killing a woman and injuring 12 others at a club. Then on the 4th, in Sonoma County in California, 2024 shooting in Sonoma County, sheriff deputies, four deputies were shot while chasing a man in a car near Santa Rosa. The suspect crashed and died. Folks, what's going on? You know, who would have thought that Rodney King would be a great philosopher and say, can we just all get along? Who would have thought? All this is going on in our country right now. Right now. And we need to get it fixed. Philadelphia, the second shooting for the year. A student from Inhoptep Institute Charter School was killed and four others were injured at the SEPTA. I'll find out what that acronym is for. And at a bus stop in the neighborhood after two people opened fire on them. Student. Acronym SEPTA is Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. I guess it's like DART here, people riding the train or subway. All right? That was on the 4th. And then 2 days later, Philadelphia reported another. 8 students at Northeast High School were shot while waiting at a bus stop, and 3 people in a car pulled up and opened fire on them in Northeast Philadelphia. 8 people shot, no deaths. And lastly, out of Goldsboro, North Carolina, happened on the 7th. A suspect was arrested and charged with attempted murder and wounded 4 people, including 1-year-old boy. A 1-year-old boy. Wow. Folks, we got to do something about these guns. We got to get better control. Better control. Because innocent people are dying at the hand of others using a handgun, shotgun, using a firearm. We'll make it very general there. So a lot is going on in this world. I tell you, it's about 10 minutes, oh no, about 6 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. And we're live on studio this morning on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning, the 10th of March, 2024. There's just so much going on. I tell you, I just look back and just, you know, what is it going to take? What is it going to take? We need people to be happy. You know, it's just, it's crazy. I don't know what else to say about it. But I will say this. As we get ready for the spring, the sun was out, beautiful. It was 70-something last weekend. And now you look at the fact that it's now in the 30s or 40s. Cold. Cold, cold, cold. And you know what? I always say we're just ordinary people. Ordinary people. And we need to take that stance and make a difference. And we'll give you a little bit of time here on that part. We'll be back in a second.
With you, this ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase, right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love, it seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. high hang of you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As our love advances, we take second chances. Though it's not a fantasy, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow, take it slow. Time will take it slow, take it slow. Oh, yeah. This time will take it slow, take it slow. Maybe we'll live and learn, maybe we'll crash and burn. Maybe you'll stay, maybe you'll leave, maybe you'll return. Maybe another fight, maybe we won't survive, but maybe we'll grow. Take it slow, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow, slow, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow, oh, this time we'll take it slow.
That was John Legend, Take It Slow. That's what I've always called it, but it's called Ordinary People. It's about 12 minutes after the hour of 9. You're listening to The World According to Drew. Again, Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning here in the Dallas area. We'll be on the road here shortly, so you never know where I'm going to be, but I'm still going to make this time slot. So tell your friends, a lot is going on in the world. We've talked about some things this morning that is absolutely crazy. And hopefully we'll get our faithful few to come in and talk a little bit about it. We're talking about a market. These folks, DeSantis, with his signature on the killing the CBD market. And, you know, that's your gummies and everything else. And it's really big there in Florida. And this bill he's writing is going to cripple. It is a $1.8 billion industry. And it's absolutely crazy that they're going to shut that down. You know, they legalize it, and now you're trying to take it away. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? So if Florida's doing it, I'm sure Texas is not far behind. Governor Abbott, you know, they're in competition. They'd love to be on the same wave. I guess he's trying to be all tough. And since he's pulled out the presidential race, I guess he'd give it a shot the next go round. Again, so much is going on, so little time to talk about some of the top stories that we've been looking at again. Did you get a chance to see the president's address this week? I tell you, it's been rude for years, but they're really going. They are really, really, really going at it. And I was looking at something, and I do look at Fox News just to see their perspective of what they're thinking as it relates to the news where President Biden was talking. They featured his hands. They didn't care what he said or how he looked. They looked at his hands. What kind of photojournalism is that? They're trying to paint a picture in your mind about his hands shaking. You know, even though you have politicians that are up there, some are nervous. And they might have a hand shaking or a leg patting or stomping or just moving to have that nervous energy go to that point of their body. And a lot of those things occur when you publicly speak. One of my things where my energy goes is to my finger. I would tap a little bit, not obvious to a lot of people, but I would do that. Or in my mind, I do play drums, and I'm just got a little rhythm in my head as I speak. So there are always a lot of idiosyncrasies that are associated with public speaking. And I was just shocked the way they went on to say about his hands, and that was Fox. I tell each of you, go ahead. I know you're going to get hot as fish grease when you look at Fox because of the slang that you use on the podcast. But it's good to see what they're thinking. Get a different perspective. Sometimes I've gotten things from them because they are digging, and I see that they have pulled out some information that I may have not have known about. So it just keeps my just build my horizon of knowledge, and you know, then I research it. I'm not going to take it for what it's worth or discredit what they presented, but I want to see if there's some facts to it. And I encourage each of you, when you listen to something, if you're not sure, go and research it. You have knowledge in the palm of your hand, and go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Or you can sit down at your laptop or your desktop and research it as well. You know, you can't give me an onion and tell me it tastes like an apple. If I bite it, I will recognize the onion. I'll look at the shape if I've never had an onion before and find out what it's, you know, what it does, what it's been, where it's headed. Those are the type of things you need to ask yourself. You know, don't lean on your own understanding. Get out there and get some information. Get some information for your stance, whatever you find. That's the key. You know, people are getting paid a lot of money out here to act. Well, let's act for the betterment of ourselves and the people that we come in contact with. Speaking of acting, it's going to be the Academy Awards tonight on ABC. And a lot is going on. I'm going to give you some of the nominees of things for the Best Picture, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Maestro. Those are the top pictures. Oh, there's more. Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest, Best Director, Jonathan Glazer, Yorgos Lanthimos, Christopher Nolan, Martin Scorsese, Justin Trich, Actor Bradley Cooper, Paul Giamatti, Colin Murphy, Jeffrey Wright. Best Actress, Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone, Sandra Hüller, Carey Mulligan, Emma Stone. It seems like this Poor Things. Well, no. The director, and they have an actress that's running. Now, let's go back in history. Some of these wildest moments, I hate to talk about it, but it's true. When we had the fiasco, I tell you, the reason I'm bringing it up, because it was a historical moment for the Academy Awards. It had all black direction crew. Director, producer, everything. And it was the same day when the infamous slap happened there on stage. Will Smith and Chris Rock. Rainforest Productions. I mean, it was just a travesty, that particular one. And we've moved on, but it still looms large. Will Smith, 10-year probation from coming to the Oscars. I think he's set about two or three down. So we'll continue. But, it's going to be long, so get your popcorn, sit back, and some of the movies you may have seen in the past year. Hopefully the actor or actresses or the director or those parts that you really enjoyed come out victorious. It's going to be long. Jimmy Kimmel, actually, I've kind of admired Jimmy Kimmel. Kind of look at his night show. It's so many. Jimmy Fallon, I kind of ran with him. Nothing on CBS. Have not gone with that. So it's been basically NBC and the CBS network that I've been following pretty much. But a lot can be said about the Oscars. You know, you think about some of your favorite movies that you've seen. I wonder if Little Mermaid is in this particular run. The young lady who played the parts, cannot think of her name right now, but she, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, Barbie, The Holdovers, a lot of people, original screenplays. So it's going to be several hours, so get your popcorn, get ready. I'm looking at the actresses. Well, nothing from Little Mermaid lady. Jeffrey Wright, well, we know who that is, and he's been doing some great things, some great works. I don't know if the Bob Marley story came out a little late to be included. I'm not quite sure, but we will pay attention as we go. It's about 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew, Andrew Wiggum Live. Again, some of the things we've covered today is what is going on in the state of Florida. We want to hear from you. The census has passed some laws crippling the second, and I'll put it out there, second nation's second biggest CBD market. And, you know, that's the infused gummies and brownies and all kind of things that you can buy publicly there in the state of Florida. And believe it or not, for those who are listening, one of the largest contributors to the market there in Florida is Gadsden County. Gadsden County is Quincy. I call it Havana. They call it Havana, like Havana, Cuba. They call it Havana. There's the cannibal, okay, and they're going to start shutting it down. CBD oil, you know, if you have a little ailment, it's a blocker of nerve endings, pain. It's a chemical compound, which is one of the substances found in drug cannabis, which has some medicinal uses. Very nicely put is what that's on. That's Google. And all kind of questions is asking, comparing CBDs with various medications. Is it the same as marijuana? Yes, the CBD is found in marijuana. So a lot of people trying to feel good, whether it's pleasure or medicinal, so they can shut down the Florida. That is a $1.8 billion industry. They pulling in money like Disney. And he's going to shut that down. I think, honestly, he's trying to shut it down so that the state of Florida can get more control of it. I don't put anything past DeSantis and anything down there in Florida. So it's going to be quite interesting. But a lot is going on, playing out. through the, we'll see tonight with the Oscars, the political scene. Oh, so much going on. People pulling out the race. You know, I won't say a certain party's name, but it's just a travesty as well, what's going on. Folks, if you look in the mirror, nine times out of ten, the person that you see in the mirror, if they did anything wrong, any wrongdoing, will be in jail today. How is it that some will be able to skip and miss jail and still run for the highest position? We got to have some conversation about this, folks. This is really getting to me. Are people above the law? We're finding out. And it doesn't mean anything to these people that look like me and the people that maybe look like you. Some. Everyone doesn't escape. But had I been a politician holding the highest office and would have done some of the things, you know, I go back and look before the presidency of things that may have been caught on tape. Okay? Everybody's not a choir boy. That I do understand. But if something is revealed like that, okay, you got me. I think I would straighten up and not allow you to get another tape of such. But when you look how things are continuously unfolding in this presidential race, you take documents that were not, you know, they've been checking both houses where they have documents, but it's been signed out, or the people are aware of them. Some are not being traced back, other than knowing where they came from, but not being checked out or knowing that they were still in the possession. That is something to think about. Some people are getting passes in this country. Some people have been getting passes forever. What is it going to take? We need folks to step up. As Americans, we need to watch everything that's going on. And you do that by voting. You get out and you vote. That's how you control that. But my heart goes out to everybody that's out there working hard and shivery items that are going on. I had to catch myself. You know, I try to control Sunday morning. It almost slipped, but I caught it. But those are the things that we're looking for in this country. We just want everybody to be on an even playing field, which we know won't happen. But just give us the opportunity. I love to use sports as a backdrop. If you never allow me to get in the batter's box, you never know if I can hit. Because if you don't pitch to me, I don't get a chance to swing the bat. That's all we've asking. Give us a time at bat. For once, then we know the forces that are against us. But at any given moment, we can make a connection. Keeping our eye on the ball, swinging through the zone. That's what life is about, making that connection. But if they never pitch to you, you never can make that connection. We can try, we can simulate, but we got to get that pitch, that one pitch. If you miss it, you just prepare the next time that you get the opportunity. But you practice and practice and practice. So when you get that pitch, you don't have to hit off it. If you hit a home run, but just making contact, putting it in the field of play, makes it that much more enjoyable. So, folks, those are things that we need to consider, things that we need to just make sure in this world that we pass it to our kids, pass it to our nieces, our nephews. Some might even have grandparents or grandkids at this point. So that's what we do. We spread the word, at least putting them in a position where they're able, if they ever got a pitch, they'll be able to swing at it. That's what we do. That's how you beat the system. And we'll talk a little bit about that. We have quite a few callers. All you got to do is press one, callers. We'll get you on. And we've just been talking about so much today. I want to know what you think about DeSantis down in Florida with the diversity. Till the whole division, they don't care about what we think and what we've done, contributions. You know, last month I read about Black history, and I'm going to read a few more things and let them know that without Black history, it wouldn't be a lot of American history. So, buckle up. I see we have Dr. Smith on. Good morning, Dr. Smith. She is our leader. And we're just going to kind of see how things are progressing this morning. All you got to do is press one. We get you on, folks. I tell you, it's been a beautiful, beautiful morning. And we'll just see how things operate for us. All right. So I'm waiting for that first hand to go up. And we're waiting for this. Our contributions to this world is just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And through radios and transistors, it started. And now through the internet. You know, those are the things that we have contributed to this country. Waste traps. Who would have thought? Basins and closets. S.E. Thomas. Slide valve, rotary engine. It wasn't Mazda, as they put it. A rotary engine in 1878. Rotary engine. B.H. Taylor. Patent number 202-888. If you're not sure, you let me know, we'll get it done. I tell you, it looks like the great doctor's in the house. Good morning. Good morning. Unmute yourself.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, you can't see me anymore when I'm on, right?
Well, I can see. I see you now.
Oh, okay.
You've been
okay.
On a while, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to you. I've been living them rent.
Okay. Do you have anything for us?
I have basil.
Okay, go ahead. And folks, without further ado, I would like to introduce our neighborhood doctor, Dr. Rodriguez. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
Well, thank you, Andrew. Basil, that's something that basically everyone has in their kitchen. Some of the uses of basil are, let's say, for cancer. It's like they have flavonoids, and the flavonoids in basil are vicin and orotin, and they help against cancer by defending the cells and the chromosomes against radiation and oxidative change. It also removes cancer-causing substances like mutagens and carrageens from your body. And then basil is also good for diabetes. It has a lot of anti-diabetic properties. And there's a study out that suggests that basil leaves may lower the blood glucose levels and urine glucose levels. Basil may also reduce the risk of complications in diabetes like retinopathy and cataracts. Okay. Another potential use of basil leaves are bacterial infections. Like oregano, basil leaves contain several aromatic essential oils. It's like linalool, eugenol, citral, and limonene. These compounds act against bacterial infections by damaging the bacterial cell walls, and this leads to the death of the bacteria. And then some of those aromatic compounds, they hinder the growth of certain bacteria. Basil leaves also to be used to reduce swelling. And many traditional methods, basil leaves may be used against swelling. Eugenol that I mentioned earlier that's present in your basil leaf is responsible for the anti-inflammatory property of all basil leaves. Eugenol blocks activity of COX, which is cyclooxygenase, and that's an enzyme responsible for inflammation in your body. So the basil leaf works basically by inhibiting the release of the mediators like nitric oxide and some of the pro-inflammatory cytokines like that's just a protein responsible for cell-to-cell communication. Okay, basil leaves can also be used to boost the immune system just like oregano. They did a study in 2005, and it showed that the essential oil from basil leaves may improve cellular and humoral immunity. And they help to enhance the immune system by producing antibodies and discharging those mediators that we talked about earlier. Basil leaves can also be used to manage stress. They have like a good rejuvenating activity that helps the body to relax and reduce stress. It also assists in improving the memory. The way the basil leaf manages stress is because of that anti-hypoxic effect, and that only means its ability to reduce stress due to oxygenation in the body. Okay, some people even use basil leaves for arthritis. It's like a fixed oil present in basil leaves, and it has anti-arthritic activity because it inhibits the substance that caused the inflammation, as we discussed earlier. Basil leaves can also be used for heart health. Basil leaves enhance heart health, and they lower the LDL, and that's the low-density lipoprotein, and that's a bad cholesterol that blocks the blood vessels. It also lowers triglycerides, and that's just the fat that forms in your blood. And then basil leaves also slow down platelet aggregation. So, you know, you can use basil leaves to reduce the risk of heart diseases like heart attacks and even strokes. And that works by lowering the levels of LDLs and triglycerides. Okay. So in summary, it helps protect against cancer. It's antiviral, it's antibacterial, it's antioxidant, it relieves pain, it reduces swelling. It also protects against ulcers, and it also lowers the blood sugar levels. And Andrew, that's it. That was quick.
Yeah, that was quick. And basil, folks, I was looking on, I said the basil, you know, some people use it for garnish. Look, when they had that paprika or something, you know how we do potato salad. We'll find it. You know, bay leaves.
I put basil in almost everything. I had an omelet yesterday. It was just basil and cheese.
Okay. All right, you braver than I am. I need some meat in my hand. I'll just keep it honest. But, folks, there are, if you Google, I love to Google, as Dr. Rodriguez likes it, as she tells us and provides us with a wealth of knowledge, how to use basil, other things like whole leaves on pizza. People are doing that now. Finished pasta with a whole or thin sliced leaves. They can bend it into sauces, puree in soups, chop it up and add it to a salad. Use it as a garnish under avocado toast, which is becoming very, very popular now, the avocado toast. Turn it into ice cream topping. Flowers and ice cream. I guess that could do. You could jazz up your vanilla ice cream with fresh strawberries as well. Fresh strawberries, basil, and balsamic. A balsamic reduction.
That sounds delicious.
It does. It does sound delicious. Now, if it tastes delicious, I have to let you know. Inquiring minds want to know about that. I think I'm going to try that a little bit later today. Go get me some vanilla ice cream, go somewhere and and get some of that and get some fresh strawberries and basil.
That sounds good.
Details at 11. It sounds good. Ooh, Lord. Do I want to do that today on a Sunday, especially when time to change? I need to make it through the whole day.
I went this morning at 5 a.m., the new time.
Okay. And like I said, it should be no excuse now. Our phones, they automatically change. What, at 3 or 2 in the morning?
My phone changed it, too.
At 2? Okay.
I changed the clocks out like maybe 45 minutes ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And then when I looked at my computer and then I looked at my time, it was, you know, had the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Everything is pretty much automatic. I haven't put the TV on yet to see if that time, I'm sure it has. But folks, you can grow basil if you choose to. You get a little miracle growth, a grow as they call it, and do your prep work. Basil is a tropical herb plant that needs sun, as they say, needs sun and heat to thrive. Give it a spot that receives 6 to 8 hours of sun, and except in the south and southwest, where afternoon shades is a must. So that's if you're growing it outside, you have to. And you know, it's so funny. I know with your history of where you grew up, you know, some people, was it best for certain crops to get the morning sun versus the afternoon sun? Or, you know, if you had shadows at the house, of course you had to depend on one or the other. But, when it was growing things, did you focus more around here? Things crest about.
Well, Andrew, in East Texas on the farm, it's a whole feeling. It's no shadows there.
Okay. It just get it all, get morning to night. Okay.
I mean, because like we had like what they call a truck patch behind the house, and that's just like your garden. But all of them, so we had fields. We leased the land, and we grew acres and acres of crops.
Hmm. All right, so y'all truly had some green acres, huh?
Yes, sir.
I know that's corny. I know that was the only thing that came to my mind at the time. But
I thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah. But you know what? No, it's corny. I know it's quite corny. But, you know, we learn how to be agriculturalists. And, you know, I always talk about when we had options to go to college, you only people who became preachers, teachers, those were agriculturalists. Those were the things. We learn how to make the most of those three items. And if you go to East Texas, you look at Jarvis or Texas College, those were the things that they produced, preachers, teachers, people working with agriculture. That was the foundation of a lot of our historically black colleges because we had to make it work. And Dr. Rodriguez, I always think about collard greens and how we lived and farmed our own items, how we made when Missy wanted some collard greens, we did that or slaughter a hog. And we made it work. Yeah, they wanted ham and they wanted pork chops. So we, and the ribs. But we ended up getting, we call it a trotter. That's what we call the pig in my neck of the woods. A trotter. And we started doing pig ears. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pig ears. Pig tails. Pig feet. You know. And my granddaddy said, y'all call it pig feet, but we'll call it pig foots. I was like, oh, pig foots.
Funny.
I said, granddaddy, no, it's poor. That's all right. Going down one by one, ain't poor would it go down. So, you know, you think I'm funny. Oh, my God. I laugh all the time. And, you know, how we just made the most of every situation that we were handed, how we adapted. to every single situation that our forefathers and foremothers had to endure. And it's just amazing. So a lot of the herbs that we are talking about, they made it work. They made it work. And I still, the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life, and I've been to see pickled pig lip. Have you seen
that? I still haven't seen. I just saw them on Amazon. That's the only place I've seen them.
Ooh.
I really, I guess I don't have any Louisiana relatives.
Ooh, but yeah, go, folks, if you Google pickled pig lip and you'll see it, it comes up. I would not mention any names to incriminate myself at this time, but I went to visit a little small town in Louisiana. A little corn store in 11. And in the jar, I'm thinking I'm looking at pig feet. As I examine a little closer, it was the pig lip. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And what were you doing, getting ready to chew the foot?
Well, you know, people eat pig feet.
No, I'm just saying, you were looking at the jar. You said you examined it a little closer.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I had to go closer to the jar. And it was like, you know, you see the lips, and it's almost like they're puckering up to kiss. And I looked, and there were people buying pickled pig lip. And also
you know
a bag of potato chips. And
everybody
I was like, what other cuisine? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Everybody's talking about them. I got to try them.
Pickle pig lip. That brought tears to my eyes. Tears to my eyes. And some of you may have heard that. A pickled pig lip and potato chip. That was a cuisine down in Louisiana.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
Potato chips?
I was, don't know what to think of it. You know, first time down there, you know, I've been to Baton Rouge 1,000 times, but I'm talking about deep, deep Lafayette, Kane, New Iberia, Eunice. Opelousas. Oh, I got a good friend, a frat brother, a good friend of mine from Opelousas. We won't call this city. I don't think he listens, so he won't know. But Manny, I'm getting real small. And I'm looking, I'm like, whoa, this is really something else. Especially down in New Iberia, that's where they make Tabasco in Avery Island. And what an enterprise, folks, if you ever down that way. That Tabasco is something else to see how they produce it. But you come out.
Tabasco.
I'm sorry?
I said that's where Tabasco sauce comes from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down by New Iberia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm on trips and stuff, if I find something like, oh, man, that's where they make it, you know I go take the tour.
Oh, okay.
That reminds me of Budweiser. There was a Busch Gardens, of course, in Tampa. They used to have a brewery there. And when I turned 18, you were able to get your first official first official sip of beer. You notice I said official. And you talking about fresh. That was the freshest thing. They taught you how they made with hops. And you know, you have barley and hops. And it's, hops has a very unique smell. That area of town, to me, it really stinks. But, you know, it's the they were making money. We had Budweiser there, Busch Gardens. That brewery is now closed, but I think somebody took it over. You had Slits and a few others that were right there in Tampa, a big-time brewery. But Anheuser-Busch, you know, they've grown, and the Busch family has sold their their shares to a German company. So they closed them down. And of course, folks, that's how they got the name, Busch Gardens, because of Anheuser-Busch. But yeah, the smell that you get over in that side of town is just unbelievable. But just the process. And another reason why I was interested My dad's best friend was a biochemist, and he was a licensed beer taster. And guess what his other occupation was?
What?
He was a minister.
Oh, okay.
And tasting beer every day. But he said his palate was so precise that he could tell you if it had too much barley or too much of this, oaks or this. He said he could just taste. And they would send beer back, either pour it out or make sure that the measurement of those particular items were precise to his liking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's a lot of... He said he had to insure his tongue.
Wow.
So, you know, I say that to say this. We have been in every facet of America.
Wow.
And when you talk about Black History is just not February. I keep mentioning it. It's year-round. We've done so many things to make this thing work for America. They talk about Betsy Ross making the flag. Who made the sewing machine? It wasn't Singer. I can't think of any other. Ken Moore. What are any of those? And I know you're wondering how I know those. My mother used to sew. And believe it or not, I'll let you know who had to thread the bobbin, who had to thread the needle. When they started getting older, especially my grandma, I can't see. And then here come Eagle Eye Drew, the thread machine. And I know how to use the sewing machine. I know how to cut on the lines, cut with the little points. I don't know what they call it, little points on pattern. Somebody know. Help us out. You can press one and help me. Dots. I think they were called dots, but it was a diamond. And you cut it out. My mom made choir robes. I thread the bobbin. Like I said, if she couldn't quite see it, I had to do that. Pink and shears. I learned. And you know what she told me, son? I'd rather for you to be well-rounded. It's not like you're going to be sewing, but at least understand the process. And I was just so grateful because that pushed my inquisitive side of my brain. Because I got to know. I might not do it, but if I had to do it, I probably could pull it off. So those are the fun days. And my hand is hurting, Andrew. So you know what I bought my mother after cutting the scissors, using scissors to cut material? They had some electric scissors.
Really? Never heard of those.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are listening, go ahead and look it up. I challenge you. You know, I say anything I say, you can always look up.
Electric scissors.
Mm-hmm. Do you see them? Anybody? Oh, yeah. They battery operated now. Well, yeah, you got them. Electric scissors. They fancy.
Oh, I see
now.
Some. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they real.
I recognize those.
Yeah, they fancy.
I didn't actually remember that they were called scissors, though, but I recognize those.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about it, in surgeries and stuff, when they're cutting, you know, they have a hot knife. I call it the scalpels that are warm so you don't have a lot of bleeding. So they do have that. But, you know, we've made progress in my short time in medicine, over 20 years. I've seen a lot of things change. I just think about my greatest time. I'm having a good time now, Dr. Rodriguez. But when I worked Parkland ER, at that time it was the third busiest ER in the country. Behind Ben Taub, which is Houston, and Cook County, which is Chicago. Of course, they were two cities that were a lot bigger. But we used to call it the Knife and Gun Club.
And are you talking about Parkland?
Yeah, Parkland. Yeah. Worked there for many years in the ER. Probably the best time of my medical career.
Okay.
Young, exciting, but I had to get out of there because it was messing my life up. And I'll just share that with you. Messed it up because we had to sit and wait for everything to happen. I procrastinate more than I need to on certain things today. I blame it on Parkland. Because you were ready. You just had to sit and wait for something to come, and then you spring into action.
Okay. Hurry up and wait.
But, yeah. I need to have a show about the things I've seen there at Parkland over the years. And we could write, I'm thinking about writing a book. I'm going to get with Cheryl and some of the ups and downs and in-betweens of Andrew Wiggum III as far as it relates to medicine. Because we've seen it. And I can say this. There's been a, you know, we're talking about proportional misappropriation of techniques in healthcare. Whenever I was in a code, if they wanted to call it in 7 minutes, I said, no, we got to go 10 minutes. You know, I'm in there because some people will come in. I'm just calling it like I see it, like I saw it. Some people will come in, and we would be in there hours trying to save somebody. And they didn't look like me. You see what I'm saying? They would try to save when there was nothing to be saved.
I know we do at least 30 minutes, don't we?
Right. But then the complexion created the minutes that you worked. Can you follow me, folks? And not just Parkland. I've been other places, but I made sure when I was on, if they always asked, do we have anyone to object us stopping this code, I will raise my hand.
Every time.
Because of somebody of color. If you're going to give somebody of less color 50 minutes to an hour, you're definitely not going to give my person 30 minutes. We're going to work.
It's going to be more than 7 minutes, though, huh?
Yes. Oh, more than 7 minutes. You know, so I tried to be not only a professional, but an advocate for life in a critical situation, quick to give up. And you can see the mindset that was going on in ERs across this country. I got to visit several ERs just to observe.
Wow.
And again, our folks get less time of emergency care. But when there's an advocate for it, even in a bad situation, hey, let's give it another round or two rounds. Maybe the epinephrine will jump in. Because, you know, you get a lot of epi on board, but the heart's going to beat regardless because it's responding to the medication. But when you want to pronounce and the stereotypes that we're still getting throughout this country, and again, not just at Parkland. And I'm not throwing them under the bus, but I worked there. I've seen it. They've gotten a lot better with it because life is precious. You know, can you understand if you've never been on the other end of providing care and seeing a family when someone is injured and they have to get the word that they have passed? That's not a great feeling. That's not a great feeling at all. So I know that, and I try to be an advocate and will continue to be an advocate for sustaining life. If it's the intangibles are not in place, then I understand, but at least give everybody. So, Dr. Rodriguez, as we round this down, 60 seconds left, anything you want to leave us with?
I want to say that instead of us trying to be at the table, we need to have our own table.
And we can. We got the right person listening. We got to step up and get this thing rolling. Because, again, we know all we've ever asked was the opportunity to sit at the table. That's all. And I just want people to understand that you can. You know, if they don't want to invite you to their table, let's create an all-around table and have a discussion about medicine. But as always, you know, the day has to come to an end. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you as always. I guess we'll see each other this week. Look, we either come by or I come by, either or. And I want everybody to know that we will be black next week. here at The World According to Drew. Thank you, Cheryl, for everything, your management, your leadership. We got another day in the books. Dr. Rodriguez, peace, less hair grease. See you next week. I'm out.